A couple of years ago, the Snyderville Planning Commission restricted wood-burning fireplaces in all new construction. However, the county's Environmental Health Director, Phil Bondurant, said regulation isn't always the best approach. They're launching an effort to educate and encourage. Bondurant said the county's air might not be as bad as it is along the Wasatch Front, but they should start now to avoid a worse situation in the future. He said the campaign is a partnership with the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment and the local branch of Habitat for Humanity. He said it started last spring.
Our Habitat approached the health department and said, hey, we have an opportunity here. Do you have any thoughts or ideas? And from that, the collaboration really took off, and we came up with this idea of how we can use an environmental justice grant to improve air quality in Summit County. And the idea is that we're going to engage the community. We have a very active community when it comes to air quality, and the idea is that through our partnerships and leveraging the contacts that we have, we're going to have the community help us improve air quality by exchanging solid wood-burning fireplaces for gas appliances. Not only is it a more efficient and effective means of heating a home, but it's also going to improve our air quality and reduce the PM2.5 that we see throughout the winter months where we typically burn and use our fireplaces, wood-burning fireplaces.
It is even the case, he said, that wood-burning fireplaces can suck the heat out of a room.
With the design of a fireplace or a wood-burning fireplace, you have to have a flue system that actually takes the smoke out. And with the smoke goes some of the heat. And then with that, it creates a convection or a Venturi effect where it actually pulls the air up the fireplace flue. It definitely heats a room, but it's not as efficient as it could be. With a gas fireplace, there's no byproduct. There's no smoke that comes off. There's none of the PM2.5 that comes off. So the insert can actually have a fan blower behind it that, as that heat is generated through the combustion of the natural gas, can project that into a room. And so you're actually having an opposite effect, is where a fireplace is pushing the smoke up a flue and out into the atmosphere, the gas fireplace is pushing the heat into the room. So it's more efficient and effective at actually heating the room.
He said they don't know how many current wood-burning fireplaces they have in the county, but they want to replace as many as they can with natural gas inserts.
All of the gas-burning fireplaces inserts are EPA certified. And what that means is they're clean burning, they don't put off any byproducts that contribute to PM2.5. And those are the inserts that we're going after. Is we're going away from the traditional brick and mortar fireplace setting that goes in and putting in this gas system that still has the cosmetic and appeal of, you know, when you visually look at it, it gives you that look of a fireplace, but it has some other features that allow you to really maximize the heat that comes out of that fireplace.
The County Board of Health has funded two major air monitors, one located in Colville and one at Quinns Junction.
And what that does is it monitors ozone and PM2.5. We monitor ozone during the summer, and PM2.5 during the fall and winter. What we've noticed over the past 5 to 7 years is that our PM2.5, we've never approached any type of levels, EPA levels, that would indicate we have an air quality problem. But we do see spikes, and we do see a gradual incline over that time frame. And traditionally, those spikes occur obviously around forest fires. If there's a fire, there's not much we can really do about that, but that particular matter is still in the air.
He said typically they detect pollution spikes during the winter holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
We see a spike in PM2.5 about 12 to 24 hours after those holidays. And what that is indicating is that individuals are enjoying the ambiance of their fireplace, which is consistent with the mountain community, right? We enjoy that appeal. But we're seeing that PM2.5 spike, meaning that those fireplaces are they're emitting PM2.5 into the air. The reason there's a delay is because it takes time for that to reach a concentration that can actually be measured by our machines. And then our machines read out every hour, and we start to see that gradual spike, and it builds up to a point where it hits a spike, and sometimes it levels off and then drops a few days later, and sometimes it's just a peak, and then it goes back down to a valley.
There are also the so-called purple monitors, which can be placed with individual residences, whether in the county or part city limits. Bondurant said the county has purchased 8 more of those. Bondurant said the EPA grant is seed money, and hopefully they can pursue other grant funding in the future. He said they're scheduled to present the program to County Council on October 31st. They plan to have a website for the initiative up by November 1st. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.